You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media the free decade-old stone carving class offered in Hunter is looking for additional funding to keep the popular two-week program operational, and funding for the summer 2018 Hunter Stone Carving Seminar was cut 75% by the Green County Council on the Arts. The seminar is run by local artist Kevin Van Hentenrick and his assistant Chris Juris. During its 10-year run, the Blue Stone Carving Workshop has attracted 750 students to the mountaintop, Van Hentenrick said. Quote, it's the only free program of its kind, he said. Quote, every one of those 650 students spends money in the town, end quote. The program depends on outside funding as well as donated materials. The program traditionally receives most of its funding through the decentralization program of the New York State Council on the Arts, administered by the Green County Council on the Arts. A funding cut could affect the program's length as well as resources, said Van Hentenrick. Katie Stamer, executive director of the Green County Council on the Arts, said, quote, the decentralization funding for the New York State Council on the Arts, they have strict mandates. It's not like we don't love the stone carving workshop. It's just what the New York State Council on the Arts looks for, Stamer said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, the Chatham Town Board has approved hiring plug-in stations online to supply and install an electric vehicle charging station in the municipal parking lot on Main Street in the village. The state would reimburse 77% of the station's cost, or approximately $16,000. The remainder of project costs would be covered by a $2,500 intensive grant from the State Energy Research and Development Authority and in-kind services from the Town Highway Department. There's still work to be done with power company NYSEG about metering the electricity used to charge vehicles, but the hope is to have the station operating by spring. The parking lot where the station is going is jointly owned by the town and the village. The town of Ghent is also moving forward with a plan to put a charging station at the other end of Main Street. Installation of the new charging station moves the town of Chatham closer to becoming a clean energy community. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman. The state of New York has extended until May 1st the deadline for public comments on Amtrak's plan to block the use of access roads near the train tracks on the east side of the Hudson River. Amtrak's plan calls for keeping all existing authorized access points in Dutchess and Columbia counties, but blocking other roads traditionally used by fishing enthusiasts to access the river. Quote, this project will deter a train collision with either a vehicle or human being and promote the well-being of the general public by restricting pedestrian and vehicular traffic along the Amtrak right-of-way, end quote, the company said in a written statement. The proposal calls for fences and or gates along sections of the tracks in Rhinecliff, Rhinebeck, Tivoli, Germantown, Stockport, and Stuyvesant. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, Rhinebeck Supervisor Elizabeth Spinzia, and Tivoli Mayor Joel Griffith have all expressed concerns about the Amtrak plan. In Columbia County, several popular fishing locations would be blocked by the fencing, including those in Germantown and Stuyvesant. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Steve Barnes is reporting in the Times Union, after a quarter of a century in business, New World Home Cooking in Saugerties will close its doors following dinner service on April 7th. Quote, in the restaurant business, 25 years is a really long time, said Rick Orlando, New World's co-owner. Quote, we've done everything we wanted to do and more. It was time, end quote. Orlando left Justin's Restaurant in Albany to open New World Home Cooking in 1993, and the restaurant moved to its present location in 1998. Changes in the local restaurant scene, such as a number of new restaurants practicing the fresh local seasonal approach Orlando has championed for decades, have slowed business in Saugerties, he said. The restaurant and its building on Route 212 between Saugerties and Woodstock have been for sale for several years. After another difficult winter and no buyer, Orlando and his wife and business partner Liz Corrado decided to close. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.